Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Elaine B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Friday, November 10th, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book. We are on page 164, paragraph 3, which begins with abandon yourself to God as you understand God, reading through the end of this chapter. The end of paragraph 2, which is may God bless you and keep you until then. Today's readers are Sherry M. for the 12 steps, Robin B. for the 12 traditions, Chanel T. will read our text for us, and Julie E. B. will read page 164. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 20821. That's 20,821. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 20823. DOA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who stops eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Sherry M. to please read the 12 steps.
Thank you so much. I'm Sherry M., gratefully recovered from Wyoming. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, well, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Pass.
Thank you very much. And I will now ask Robin B. to please read the 12 traditions.
Thank you, moderator. This is Robin B. in Ohio, living in recovery one day at a time as a compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me serve, and I pass.
Thank you so much. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. Have a quiet meeting. Everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 164, 3 and 4, and I will ask Chanel T. to please read this for us.
Hi. Thank you, Elaine. This is Chanel T. in Washington State, grateful compulsive eater living in recovery by the grace of God today. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless and keep you until then. Such a meaty, powerful paragraph. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Yeah, I reached the end of myself in this disease. I had to wave my white flag and say, okay, God, you've done other things. I'm going to need you to remove this from me because I can't do it myself. And I worked my, and I continue to work my program, my steps, and God does all the rest. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. See, I was blocked off with the skeletons I kept trying to stuff into that closet. They were getting harder and harder, and so I was stuffing myself and isolating from life, from God, from others, frankly, from myself. So I unblock by admitting, by doing the steps 4 through 9, by working those steps and clearing away the wreckage. Give freely of what you find and join us. It's an amazing thing that as I give it away, mainly through sponsoring intensive work with other compulsive eaters, I receive. In giving, I receive tenfold, 20-fold, 100-fold. Join us. I didn't really want to join anyone or anything when I came in here. Okay? I liked my little isolated life. No, I didn't, but that's what I was telling myself. But I was willing to set aside, and I kept asking God for help in setting aside what I thought I knew about myself, you, and especially God. And now I get to be part of, for the first time really in my whole life, we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. It is an amazing thing that there's this seeming physical problem, right? But it's a spiritual malady, and only you on the line today and others in rooms that we meet in understand me, and I understand you in a way that no one else can. And we have a fellowship that goes beyond just knowing each other and talking. It's a fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as we trudge the road of happy destiny. I might never meet some of you in person, right? I might never meet you in person unless you're coming to LA, which I hope you will, and I'll see you at the birthday party. But we're trudging this road of happy destiny. I love that word, trudge, because I'm not skipping along it. I'm not floating. I'm not speeding along it. I have to trudge it. I do work every day, but the big book and God do all the heavy lifting for me. May God bless you and keep you until then, and I'll wrap up. Ultimately, for me on this journey, it's all about my higher power and yours, and we overflow with blessings today for that, for this book, for this way of life. I am forever grateful, and with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chanel T. So, although we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you'd like to comment you haven't shared in the last couple of meetings, then please, star one to unmute, give me your name and where you're calling from.
Ann M., Washington
State. And a couple R.
Stephanie L.
I heard somebody R. I heard
Nicole
Anna.
R.
Oh, Nicole R.
Danielle
okay.
W.
Stephanie L.
Mm-hmm. Danielle W. Stephanie L.
Jordan L.
I heard Jordan L. And was there a Caroline or? Oh. Okay, I've got Joan Marie. Okay, let me tell you what I got here. I've got Anne in Washington. I've got Nicole R., Stephanie R., Danielle W., Jordan L., and Joan Marie. Did I miss anybody else? Okay, it's a great lineup. Let's start with this. Anne Marie, you're up, and you'll be followed by Nicole R.
Hi, I'm Anne M. from Washington State. Is that...
Yes, Anne M.
Marie?
I was looking at Joan Marie and saying Anne Marie. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Anne,
all right,
please
good.
Share with us.
Good, thank you. Good morning, everybody. I'm Anne M. from Washington State. Every time I read this, the last two paragraphs, I think of a time years ago when I came in, one of the first few years, and in a group I didn't know. I was on vacation, and I didn't know a soul there, and everyone was sitting there and reading that passage at the end of the meeting. I started just weeping, and I just thought this inclusive group is totally mine now, and how wonderful that was, that feeling. It was probably the third year in, early 90s. And then the other thing that I thought of today, and I've thought of every time I read this, is that it's really encapsulates the first four steps, and as I abandon myself to God as I understand God, which is so inclusive of anyone's conception of a higher power. And that's what really I've used over the years in different forms to help me understand as much as I can. My human brain cannot understand infinite power force. And then, admit my faults. You know, this is so humbling, and it emphasizes that. And then that hope at the end, we shall be with you in spirit, the fellowship of spirit, and meet some of us. And I like the word trudge as well, because it means we will work. If I work it, I work this program. And a road of happy destiny, all capital in caps, reminds me that that's the hope of my future in this program and in the present, that if I continue to work this way, it will work for me. And it's a happy, joyous journey in recovery. So that's what I have. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you very much, Anne M. Nicole R., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Stephanie R. Please share with us, Nicole.
Hi, I'm Nicole R., gratefully recovered in California. Thanks so much for your service. And, oh, my gosh, the shares, the thank you to the one, I mean, for kicking us off. What a beautiful share. This paragraph is, I love hearing this paragraph every day on A Vision for You. And I love that that we get the chance to actually break it down. So the first word, abandon, is like, you know, steps 1, 2, and 3. That word to me is another. It reminds me, like, it means surrender. And I didn't go down without a fight, but I abandoned myself to God. I remember, you know, I'm surrendering myself every day. And then it goes on to. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows, clear away the wreckage of your past. So admit your faults to him and to your fellows. That's like five, the fifth step. And then clear away the wreckage of your past, 8 and 9, and then give freely. So this is really like steps 1, 2, and 3, then 10, 11, 12 for me. And so that's, you know, that's where I live every day. And give freely of what you find and join us. We will be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as you travel with happy destiny. So it sounds like, in a literal sense, how am I going to be with the people who have written this book because they have long passed? But I think to me it means like we live through each other. And this is the we. This is the we in the steps that it, you know, we did this. We, every step it has we, and that is, this is the we, and how, like, I think we live through each other as we carry the message. I've spent, you know, a year listening to A Vision for You, listening to all of your experience, strength, and hope, translating it in my heart, what it means to me, and passing it on, you know, in my experience. And I think that's how we're connected. We live through each other. And so I'm really thankful to all the predecessors, all the old-timers for passing on this message, and also to the newcomers, because you're our hope. So thank you so much, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Nicole R. Stephanie R., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Danielle W. Please share this, Stephanie.
Hey, Elaine. It's Stephanie L. I think that's...
Oops, I'm getting my...
I just want to
yes,
make sure
of course.
It's me. It's me. Okay. Thank you so much.
It's
Hi,
you.
Everybody. Stephanie L., I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. And what a beautiful, beautiful way to close out those first 164 pages and to start my morning. And what beautiful shares. And thank you all for being here with me this morning. And, you know, I'm a very visual person. And the way I visualize this paragraph and this trudging this road of happy destiny, I'm walking up a hill and there's people ahead of me with their hands coming down, reaching out to me. And I've got one hand reaching up, and then there's people trudging right next to me and behind me, and my hand is down reaching out to them. And we're all trying to get to this happy destiny, right? And it's not that I'm ever going to arrive at the happy destiny, but it's I get to do this with all of you. So I love that visual. Every time we read that, I just imagine that, you know, like someone's helping me, I'm helping someone else, and we're all lifting each other up to get where God would have us. And what a relief today to know that I don't have to run the world, that I can, no matter what's going on, whether life gets lifey or things are great or good things, whatever it is, that, you know, this is God's plan. I can abandon myself. I don't have to run the show anymore. And that I, on a daily basis, ask God, show me these defects right? Show me what I can do differently to become closer to you and to be who you would have me be. And I don't have to like ruminate on the past, right? Because guess what? My past, I get to plug into to help other people. Like, it's this crazy thing. This is some of the worst things that I think have happened to me. Someone will call me randomly and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. And I get to share my experience with their hope, or God will nudge me to call someone and they'll share it with me. And the whole thing about this paragraph, I think, is we do this, we get to live this new life with this God of our own understanding, right? And with this fellowship of the Spirit. And I think that is such a miracle and such a promise and such an amazing way of life. And I remember, you know, in relapse, listening to people share and saying, yeah, 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 that sounds great for you, but it's never going to happen for me. And if that's you today on the line, you know, don't give up, don't go away, get a sponsor. This miracle is available to you. It's available to all of us. And thank you so much for all being here with me this morning. And thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Stephanie L. Okay, Danielle W., you are up next, followed by Jordan L.
Thank you so much. Good morning. This is Danielle W. from Southern California, and I've really enjoyed the shares this morning. This is just such an amazing paragraph. For me, it so succinctly summarizes this program. Like, I understand this program and what I need to do and what it offers just in these few sentences, which I think is remarkable. What's speaking to me today is abandon yourself to God. And when I think about this idea of, you know, what does that mean to abandon myself? And when I look up the definition of abandon, it's to give up completely, which is so daunting. You know, when you think about that, when you're new to the program, if somebody said, you need to give up yourself completely, I mean, I think I would have run from the room, but I find that that's the key to the magic and the gifts of the program, that I really have to give up what I, you know, my thoughts, my ideas, the things I think about myself, you know, I need to turn them over and surrender them. And I have to say, as much as it was so painful to me to have to accept that I was a compulsive overeater. It seemed so unfair to me that I was burdened with this disease. And yet today I realize if I hadn't been that sick, if I hadn't gotten to a place where I couldn't take it one more day, I couldn't take one more bite, and just feeling like my life was, I couldn't live that way any longer. There was no other way for me to get to a place of abandoning myself. I had to be that down on my knees in order to be open to this idea. And from that, all these gifts came. You know, if I had just struggled a little bit with food and I was able to diet and kind of stay on track, I never would have found what this program has offered in my life and how it's completely changed everything. The other thing that I absolutely love is, may God bless you and keep you until then. And to me, that it's available. If you're not ready today, it's going to be available to you tomorrow. If it takes you 10 years to get sober, it's still going to be available to you. That this is sort of leaving the door open until then. When you're ready, it's here for you. And you get to walk through. And you just have to take these steps. You just have to do what's being asked of you in this paragraph. And it's there for all of us. Anyway, with that, I will pass. I hope everybody has a beautiful weekend. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Appreciate it. Danielle W., please share with us, Jordan L., and you'll be followed by Joan Marie M.
Hey, thank you, Elaine, for moderating for us this morning. my name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado, and very grateful to be on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning, and very grateful to be abstinent. and, Yeah, I mean, it's a rocking paragraph. We all know that, huh? There's like a very succinct summary of the steps in here. And I think what really hit me this morning is give freely of what you find and join us. I think that I, you know, like the join us is, I didn't really want to join us when I got here. I've gotten the blessing of being able to participate in a face-to-face meeting in the tiny little town where I live. And there was a newcomer that came in the other day, and holy smokes, man. God, she reminded me so much of where I was at when I came in 2012. Just absolutely miserable, eating fast food 3 times a day. It was the trifecta of Taco Bell, McDonald's, and Wendy's. I felt like shit all the time. I was completely alone and isolated from, like, completely cut off from everyone in my life, and just stuck in the food. I was so, so stuck. And I came into Overeaters Anonymous, and I didn't want to join. I really didn't want anything to do with anyone at that point in time. I didn't stick around, but like God had my back, you know, and I came back eventually. And I cracked open this book, and I learned what that meant to give freely of what you find. I had really good examples of that early on, between my sponsor and the ladies that sat with me when I was like real raw and vulnerable and early on in abstinence. And the people that walked me through this book on the line and off the line, they gave so freely of what they had found. And I found it too. And, God, it's just such a special, special thing. So I'm just really grateful for that this morning. And I think that's all I got. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Jordanelle. Okay, next we have Joan Marie M. And after Joan Marie, we'll take another lineup of people who would like to comment on page 164, the last two paragraphs, starting with abandon yourself to God and ending with God bless you and keep you until then. Please share with us, Joan Marie M.
Yes, this is Joan Marie M. from Nevada, recovered. I'm so grateful to be here today, and I was just sitting here thinking about how I was feeling. Like, I felt like I just wanted to jump and do jumping jacks and run around for the excitement of this program, of this journey that we're on together. And someone just said, rocking paragraph. I thought, that explains it. Totally, and I love that expression. I love all the shares. I listened to this morning also. It's awesome, just awesome. I text everyone I could and tell them, make sure, you know, please make sure that you can listen to this today because it's abandoned. It's surrendering my will for His will. And admit my faults to God and to others. I mean, they're all the steps right in this program, the nutshell of this program right here and now. And we will be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, capital S, God, God and God. And we'll surely meet you as we trudge. It said, someone said earlier that in the early meaning, trudge is walking this road of happy destiny with purpose, that the purpose is to find God, a power greater than myself. I could never do this on my own. I needed God. I needed a sponsor. I needed the steps. I need the program. And I have to continue to do that every single day to keep the neutrality around food. A miracle. Everyone on this line realizes the miracle because they could not stop eating on their own. And I'm so grateful. And then give freely. You know, they did that in the beginning, and we're to continue to do that, not for any other motive, but then to help others. And then the reward is I get to help myself. How can you lose? You can't. It's a beautiful program. I just love it so much, and I'm so grateful to all of you that share. And if you are shy about sharing, just remember that you may say something that somebody we used to say years ago, the light bulb goes off. So everybody is important. Everybody that shares is important. So just be brave. And my sponsor back then used to say, and put on your big girl panties and go for it. With that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie M. Okay. Although we value everyone's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So please press star one to unmute if you haven't shared in a couple days and would like to comment on this paragraph.
Lady Morning. Jolene W. Illinois.
Lady.
Okay. I heard one name, and that was Kathleen W. in Illinois, and everything else was a jumble.
Patricia,
Carol, and
Jan,
Nirvana.
Oh, Cheryl. No, I think it was Cheryl. Cheryl AD. Okay, Cheryl, and Nirvana.
Barbara W. Jan S.
Okay, Barbara and Jan. You know, there were a lot of names. I wish we could stay here all day, and I know we could. So, oh my goodness, I wrote so fast that I am not getting. Even reading my own writing well. I definitely have Kathleen W. Is that, they're like a, maybe a Kathy E. or, yeah, I can't read my writing on that one. Sorry, trying to get too many names too fast. I've got Cheryl A.D., I believe. please confirm if I get the correct name because I wrote really fast.
This is Cheryl, that's Cheryl? Correct.
Okay, great. Cheryl A.D. and a Nirvana G, I believe. Nope. Was there a Nirvana?
Yes.
Nirvana, and the first initial of your last name?
Nirvana A from California.
Thank you, Elaine. I heard Barbara W. and Jan. What's the first initial of your last name, Jan?
Yes, isn't Sam.
Okay. And I did hear Patricia P. I think that was the name I had written down and couldn't read. Okay. So if you're not Kathleen W., I ask you to please press star one to mute your phone. And so we have Kathleen W. followed by Patricia P. And just for the rest of the lineup, Sherry A.D., Nirvana A., Barbara W., and Jan S. So Kathleen W., please share with us.
Good morning, family. This is Kathleen W. from Illinois. And I'm just claiming my seat today. I want to not to stay on the periphery, but you know, to join you all, and just even if it's just by claiming my seat, I thank you so much for the shares, and thank you so much for your service, moderator. I love these two paragraphs. I used to feel kind of condemned by them because I'm thinking, you know, am I getting my house in order? Am I doing these things? Am I doing these things? And I'd get so nervous. And, you know, I've learned to relax and trust God to do these things in my life. There are some things I can do, it says, you know, abandon myself to God as I understand God to the best of my ability. Admit my faults to my fellows. That's a hard one sometimes, so hard to do sometimes, to disclose who I am and my own truth. But it's something I can do, and God can help me with that. I can clear away the wreckage of my past. I can do that. And I can give freely of what I find, no matter if it's small or large. You know, if it's a little something that has changed my life, I can share about that. And through walking through these steps. And I feel that we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. I feel that their spirits are with us in the fellowship of the Spirit as we trudge this road. I'm so grateful and so moved by their lives. What they laid down for us, Bill and his wife, they didn't even have a house to live in that was theirs. I mean, it's just wonderful. They lived humble lives. They had to depend a lot on the generosity of others as they did God's work, and they did it. And they did it with much difficulty. You know, he had a problem with depression all of his life, and he still gave what he had. And what he had turned into this big, huge fellowship, worldwide fellowship that is saving millions of people. And it's like, I'm so grateful for their sacrifices. I don't have to make those sacrifices. They made them for me. But I do, what I've learned in this program and what I've learned so much from Vision is giving, the importance of giving, the importance of sponsoring, of using the time that I have to give to others. And I'm just so grateful because I've gotten such joy from that.
Thank you, Amanda.
So thank you all. God bless. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Kathleen W. Patricia P., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Sherry A.D. Star one to unmute, Patricia.
Okay, this is Patricia P. from Barron Springs, Michigan. I was touched by the part of the first sentence that says, the God of my understanding. And I had gone for years in and out of OA meetings because I would lose my have a relapse. But then it turns out, I keep hearing different people, they do say God, but some people say a tree is their higher power. And I got kind of discouraged and stopped coming to OA, my journey even. But I choose to accept my higher power as Jesus, as the one and only true higher power. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Patricia P. Sherry A.D., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Nirvana.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. This is Cheryl A.D. from Ventura, California. And thank you, Elaine, for your service today and everybody doing service. I wanted to share what this means to me, compulsive overeater from California, and mainly focus on the first line, abandon yourself to God. And I was thinking about this, and I looked up the word self, and, that's our true nature, who we really are. And I thought about the parts in the book that teach us that selfishness and self-centeredness, that's my problem. So it doesn't say here to abandon my selfishness, it says to abandon myself. And it brings me back to the third step prayer where I say that I offer myself to God or to whatever is a power greater than me to build with me and to do with me. And I knew a couple of years ago that there was something deeply wrong with me and causing me pain and causing others pain, and that I needed a spiritual experience because I could not fix this. And what it means to me still is that every day when I say that third step prayer, I'm offering myself to God to build with me and to do with me. And I need to do my job and stop trying to do God's. So by getting everything as much as I can out of the way that blocks God, then there's a chance that God can build with me and to do with me. I can't be compulsively overeating and have any kind of access to God. And it's really me getting out of the way so that I believe God can find me and God can do with me, because I really don't know what's best. I've demonstrated that. But the miracles that have occurred in my life are just astounding to me. even what seemingly seems like a small thing, a moment in time where I have an interaction with someone and the thought comes into my head, Cheryl, calm down, listen to them, hear them, you know, get out of myself. And that has absolutely transformed my life, and I've seen it transform others. And it brings an incredible amount of joy and peace. And I wouldn't want to trade that for anything in the world. And I just wanted to share that. That's what that means to me. And I appreciate all of you so much. I pass.
Thank you very much, Cheryl A.D. Nirvana A., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Barbara W. Please share with us, Nirvana.
Good morning. Thank you, Elaine. And also thank you, Jo Marie, because I wasn't going to share. I'm always nervous about sharing. So when she said, if you're shy to share, share. So thank you both and everyone on the line and the newcomer especially. What came to my mind today was like when we finish these 164 pages, we're going to start over again. So this program never ends. It always goes on like a circle. And the miracle of this program for me was that I realized to watch my thoughts. And they were mainly all negative. And they were self-sabotaging. So what I learned to do is to pause. And then just to acknowledge, oh, okay, that's what you think about me. That's very fine. That's good. And then I would let the thought go. And then I would say, okay, God, I surrender. What would you like me to do? What would you like me to think now? Or especially, what action would you like me to take? And I would acknowledge all those bad thoughts. I wouldn't fight them. I would just acknowledge, thank them, and I would let them pass. And in closing, I wanted to say, when it says, like, blessings for everyone, I always thought, how can I bless everyone? And finally, I have this visual where I shower the whole planet with flowers that I like. And then that way I think, okay, I'm blessing the whole planet and everyone, from plants, animals, everything on it. And with that, I wish everyone a blessed abstinent day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Nirvana A. Barbara W., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Jan S.
Good morning. Barbara W., from Washington State here in Seattle. What struck me from the first time I heard people start sharing was the things that drew me to that concept of abandoning myself to God. When I realized that no member of my family, no man, no, you know, nothing could have helped me come to God faster than me finally realizing that, no, my daughter can't be everything to me. No, my sons can't be everything to me. Where am I going with this? And why am I sort of whining as to why I don't have a relationship? I went to choir last night. It was dark. And I don't walk. I'm not that steady. And the sidewalks were all wonky. And boy, I was ready to depths of self-pity. And then I realized, number one, I could ask in my choir for someone to help me into the church so I could be there safely. And the other thing would be to abandon myself to God because no one else was there to help me get out of the car and get into church to help sing in the choir, which I love. So that, to me, that's asking God. That's abandoning myself to God. It's the thoughts, those thoughts that bring me closer to God. And I'm almost 78 years old, and I am closer to God now than I've ever been in my entire life. Well, it might have something to do with the fact of my age, but it's a relationship with God that I have never had before. It's that closeness, that dependability, everything about it. Everything about God is what keeps me close to God and makes me want to dig deeper and have a much deeper relationship with my, with the God of my understanding. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Barbara W. Jen S., you are up next. Please share with us.
Yeah, good morning. This is Jan S., and I'm from Southern California. And I really love this paragraph. But also what I love is the summation of it. This book, from where we started with the doctor's opinion through 164, I find that we started off at the doctor telling us what our issues were. You know, we had this physical allergy, we had the mental twist, and a spiritual malady. And then all the pages in between here until we get to this 164 tells us what we're going to do about it. It gives us directions and warnings, there are prayers and promises, and we're trudging. I felt like I trudged through some of that. Some day I felt like I was crawling through that. And other days I felt like I might be skipping through it. So now I feel this is the summary. I feel that this last paragraph pretty much sums up all the previous pages. And it starts off with abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Well, to me, that's step 1 through 3. Admit your faults to him and your fellows and clear away the wreckage of your past. Well, that would be 4 through 9. Give freely of what you find and join us. That's 10 through 12 to me. And then we shall be with you. And this is a promise. First, it gives us directions, instructions up here, what to do. We have to abandon. So these are our steps. And now we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. It's not just the fellowship. It's a fellowship of the Spirit, which means that we're all present, I feel, as each higher power wants us to be. I am now part of life. I'm not missing life. I'm a part of it through the previous work that I've done. And I love at the end where it says, may God bless you and keep you until then. I feel like there should be an amen right there. It's such a beautiful, beautiful statement. And that's how I feel to each one of you. May God bless you and keep you. And thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you very, very much. Wow, what a great meeting. Thank you, everybody. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Julie E.B. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Julie E.B.?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you.
This is Julie. Sorry about that. Yeah, hi, this is Julie. Gratefully recovered. Colorado Springs, Colorado. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See that your relationship with God is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to God and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.